Good morning. It's God, what time is it? It's 4:26, and I actually slept through till just after 3 o'clock, which is an improvement on yesterday, but not much. I've actually not got much to say this morning. I think what I'm going to do over the course of the next week or two is put a couple of audio boos for JAWS users that deal with some very basic computer maintenance things that you may not know about. I know that a lot of people do. But if you're not doing some of these basic things, it can really slow down your computer. Now, I have to hasten to add, this will be for JAWS users that are using version 12. I suspect it would work the same for using JAWS 11 and 10. And for people that use Windows 7, unfortunately, I don't have XP anymore. So, well, no, not unfortunately. I much prefer Windows 7. I shall deal with some basic computer things like disk defragmenting, disk cleanup, what else? Creating folders, moving files, that kind of thing. Just very basic stuff that some of you may not have done before, but it's kind of too basic to ask somebody out about because you're perhaps too embarrassed to ask. But not complex, not that so complex that it kind of blinds you with science. They're very basic things. It's very easy to do, and it will keep, especially in the terms of defragmentation and disk cleanup, it will keep your computer running, you know, fairly quickly. I'll also do things like Internet Explorer, doing the clearing history and clearing your cache and things like that. So I'll do that in the next few days, I think, because they will only take, five minutes at the most to do each one. If it takes any more than 5 minutes, I will be very, very cheesed off with myself. Today, I have to do my tax return, because it's that time. My tax has to be paid by, in the UK, it has to be, if you're doing self-assessment and you're doing it over the internet, it has to be done by the 31st of January. So I have to do that today. So that'll be lovely. But the online system's pretty good, although it does keep forgetting my details, which I'm really pissed off about, because it means I have to enter all my name and address details from scratch, and it's just extra time that you could spend doing much more enjoyable things like drinking tea or walking around your house or things like that. Also, I must do... I said I would do this for Kaya. For people that have trouble sleeping, especially if you're having trouble sleeping because of something that's niggling at your brain, if you've got an issue that you're thinking about that's keeping you awake, or just something that's niggling at it. So it doesn't necessarily work for just general restlessness like I get, because I don't really have too many issues at the moment apart from, you know, the getting over losing Dawn 4 months ago, and some of the issues surrounding that, but they don't, you know, they're not kind of those like niggly issues that keep you awake. Oh, I must think about this tomorrow, etc., etc. So I'll give you a kind of a walkthrough of a technique that Dawn used to use when she had restlessness due to kind of things going on in her brain. And she said it always worked for her, so I will translate that and give it some other time. Other than that, oh, dearie me, do excuse me. I'm just having my first cup of tea of the day. and got no more tours to do for you. Sorry about that. I quite enjoyed doing that. It's interesting to see that. I mean, I know that because I do the Team FM thing that I should be used to talking, but I'm not used to talking without either music being in the background or knowing that a piece of music's coming up soon. You know, when they say, when you used to do things at school or in college and stuff like that, they used to say, you have to talk for 5 minutes. And you're, oh my God, oh, 5 minutes. Well, I bet I've done that now. So I think it's just a case of practice. If you're frightened of public speaking, you just have to get out there and do it a bit of public speaking. You cannot substitute practice. You know, there is no substitute for it. So if you're inexperienced at doing something, get out there and do whatever it is you're not experienced at. Sorry, I digress, as I am wont to do. Oh dear. What else am I going to do audio boo-wise? I think also I'm going to start maybe including stuff, some quotes that I come across, putting some of those up on Audio Boo. They may not translate to Audio Boo quite so well, but and some I listen to personal development coaches, not so much now, because I mean personal development wise I'm in a good place, and there's always room for improvement. I understand that, but I'm going to start explaining some of the principles that some of these personal development coaches talk about. People like Dennis Waitley, Chris Widener, Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins. Sometimes they may speak in an overly, how can I put this, kind of cheerleader, rah, 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 bleh, and all that kind of thing. And I can understand how it gets on some people's nerves. So I might have a go at kind of breaking down some of their principles and just putting them across as me in a not rah, rah, rah kind of fashion, because I'm a cynical Brit, so I'm not into the American, you know, cheerleader kind of thing. I'm quite practical, and now I'm waffling. So just letting you know what's going to be coming up audio boo wise over the next couple of weeks, couple of months, etc. It'll give me something to think about as well. Okay. Right, I'm gonna go and finish my tea, and I will perhaps catch you later. Thank you very much and take care.